It's an epic political resurrection. National MP Amy Adams has cancelled plans to retire from Parliament to instead take the number three spot in the party's shadow cabinet. The former Justice, Social Housing and Social Investment Minister announced her departure from politics last year after an unsuccessful tilt at the leadership. A candidate had already been selected for her Selwyn electorate. National's new leader, Todd Muller, revealed Amy Adams will take on the newly created portfolio of COVID-19 recovery. Amy Adams joins me now. You got bored of retirement pretty quickly, didn't you?
Someone did suggest that the 7-week lockdown might have been enough family time for me, but no. I was really looking forward to, my political retirement. And, you know, one day I'm still looking forward to it, but for now I'm happy to put it on ice and see what I can do to help.
When exactly did you decide to stay on?
Well, look, Todd didn't formally offer me the role until after he'd been elected, so over the weekend. You know, he'd certainly had conversations with me about things, say, you know, expressing a view that he thought that I had some real skills that the country would need in the next little period, which was obviously very flattering.
When did those conversations start?
Oh, well, Todd and Nikki and I are good mates. You know, as you would expect, we look at what's happening in the world and talk about things. It didn't firm up in any sort of offer until pretty recently, obviously, when Todd made the final decision to that he was going to have a tilt at the leadership.
Can you name the day that happened? When did it firm up?
Yeah. Oh, and as I said, not until after Todd made the decision. I think it was the Wednesday before the poll that he would mount a challenge. And at that point, you know, he certainly said, OK, Amy, I've talked to you before about it. You know, I think it would be important. And if I do win on Friday, then I'd really like to have you staying on. And I indicated that, yep, if we have that, you know, if that was to happen, then I'd be happy to do it.
So tell me, the conversations that you'd had before the job was firmed up, when did you start discussing the fact that he'd like to keep you in Parliament? When were the first conversations? 2 weeks, a month ago, 2 months?
I don't think you can quite characterise it like that because
Todd
wasn't the leader.
Or is it just reluctant? Are you just reluctant to tell us that?
No, I'm just trying to give you the context. We were having discussions in the context of colleagues about the challenges with New Zealand was facing and how we were going to address those. And Todd had expressed a view to me, and, you know, this is all in the context of the COVID period and really just largely through the last month before the change of leader, saying that he thought that I should be thinking about staying on. And I've said, well, obviously that's not a matter, it's not a call for me because I no longer have a seat, as you mentioned in your intro. And so obviously that's something that the party and the board would have to ask me to do. And as I said, once things picked up pace and Todd made a formal decision to challenge, then he indicated to me that if he was successful, he'd like me to stay. And then, as I said, once he was successful, that's when he formally asked me to do so, and I agreed.
So can we take it that you voted for him in the leadership spell?
I'm a great believer in the secrecy of caucus ballots, and I'm not going to speculate on what we do in caucus.
Why not have the courage of your convictions and let us know where you stand here?
Well, it's not a matter of courage. It's a matter of respect for our caucus processes. And I think if MPs start revealing who they voted for, then other MPs are put under pressure to do it. And I've always believed that caucus proceedings are confidential, and I will always respect that. I don't think it's a matter of courage. I think it's a matter of respect for our processes.
Would you have stayed on for anyone else?
Oh, look, if another leader had said to me, look, we really would like you to stay on, I would have considered it in exactly the same way.
So did Simon Bridges never ask you to stay on?
Not in the context of COVID. As I said, when I made the decision to step down, at that point, I thought the party was tracking along pretty well. They had everything in hand. They certainly, in my view, you know, could manage very well without me, and I was looking forward to being a little bit selfish and heading off into a quieter life. As I said, post-COVID, things changed, and suddenly all of us across Parliament are grappling with a whole range of never-before-seen challenges. And if there's a view that I can help in some way with that, then I'm absolutely wanting to do that.
OK, so what is the core plank, the main plank of your COVID-19 recovery plan?
Well, the core plank, first of all, is to have a plan that is not only integrated, but is comprehensive and is set up to be delivered. I think there's been a lot of talk and good intentions expressed, and I think what we need to do to be effective is to recognise that this is absolutely an economic crisis, and we've already been talking a bit about that as a party, and we'll continue to put out more details. But actually, it's also a crisis in how we think about and provide for our vulnerable as we see big escalations in those numbers. It's a crisis in terms of how we think about skills. skills training and allowing people to pivot. It's a crisis in terms of how we think about health and providing health. It's a crisis around our borders and our international linkages. And I'm certainly not going to be leading every piece of that. We have a range of talented colleagues. My job is to be ensuring that all the pieces are coordinated, work well together, are well understood, and are in a position to be able to be delivered if we're successful at the election.
But nothing of that tells me what you would do. So what is the first thing you would do?
That's because, Lisa, it's not my job or the right time for me to be announcing core steps of policy. Of course, we will be doing that as we get closer to the election and the normal campaign process, but it's certainly not my intention on the first day in the job and before my colleagues have even really had the chance to adjust to their new portfolios for some of them, to usurp their roles in that. My job is to work across colleagues and across the leadership team and make sure we have a plan that is, as I say, comprehensive and well integrated. And that's not something we're going to be announcing the first steps of today.
So you've been having conversations with Todd Muller about the possibility of staying on for some time, but you do not have any formulation of a plan at this point for this newly minted portfolio.
Well, until Friday, Todd was not the leader, and as I say, I'd had no request from the leader, and we hadn't even firmed up what me staying on would look like and what role that would be in. Todd and I have certainly had discussions, you know, over the last few days particularly, and in the weeks leading up to that, around some of the challenges New Zealand was facing. And of course, we've got some thinking, but now is not the time that I'm going to announce that. We will be making those announcements at the right time and with the right people involved in the right portfolios. I know, you know, it's very tempting to want to get it all now, but we're going to work through that in our own time and processes and as I say, make announcements when the time is right.
So did you come up with the portfolio or did he come to you with that idea?
No, Todd had a very clear view that he saw a role for making the COVID recovery plan the centre point of our policy process and thinking. And he wanted someone to coordinate that, and he asked me to fill that role.
Do you think the time to open the borders is now?
Oh, look, I'm going to be very respectful of the fact that there are people working in those areas in a great deal of depth. I've stepped into this role today, and one of the rules I try and stick to in politics is to make sure I've acquainted myself with all the information before I fire off information. I think we have to be very careful around the time in which we open our borders. Border protection is the best protection we have against this virus around the globe. That can't be rushed into, but equally I think it is critical that we have a plan and move towards that as fast as can safely be done.
Have you spoken to Simon Bridges since he was rolled?
I had a few brief words with him on Friday, and you know, Simon, of course, has been away in Tauranga mostly since then, so I haven't spoken to him since he left the building, but I had a few brief words with him on Friday.
So you don't know how he's doing?
No, look, I haven't been having those discussions over the weekend. That's something that that Todd has been talking to Simon about.
You've jumped quite a few people on the list and in the stakes within National, surprisingly, obviously, because you had planned to retire. Is everybody happy with that and happy with their lot?
In reshuffles, there's always people who are very pleased. There's always people who would have liked different outcomes. The only contact I've had from colleagues, and I've had quite a bit today, has been very encouraging of having me still in the building and still playing part of being part of the team, and that's been really nice. But ultimately, the decisions were Todd's. The discussions he's had with colleagues about where they will sit are discussions he's had with them, and they will have communicated with him, obviously more fulsomely than they have with me around their sense of how everything's sitting.
So who's unhappy then?
Well, that's the point I just made, that those are the conversations that they've had with Todd.
You said deeper conversations with him, but have you had an indication that some people are not happy?
No, I'm just simply saying that Todd is the one who has discussions with MPs, so I'm not in a position to reflect on how people are responding. I only know who's been in contact with me, and the people who have been in touch with me have been very positive in the whole in terms of my role and staying on, or actually very positive. I haven't had any negative comment, but I simply can't speculate around what colleagues in the caucus are thinking and feeling.
Appreciate your time this evening. That is National MP Amy Adams, who is no longer going into political retirement. She's taking on the newly created portfolio of COVID-19 recovery for her party.